We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, well, this is an unexpected trade here on a Friday afternoon. Mickey Morandini walking in the studio for Pete the Hammer. I love it. All right, so a couple things. First off, let's tell you the opportunity for you to win $1,000 right now. So this hour's code word that gives you a chance to win $1,000. John, I said it can be said two different ways. Is it record or is it record?
Oh, yeah.
Like, is it the Phillies' 93 record in the regular season was 97-65? Or is it that the record was 97-65?
Well, I think most of these are nouns.
I think.
You know, like a lot of the words that, you know, it's like seat.
Yep. I think it's
chair.
Record.
Let's
call it record. So this hour's code word gives you a chance to win $1,000 is record. Text record is 72881 now for your chance to win. Again, that's record to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrance going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. All right, this is Beat the Hammer. James, I will still be playing for a contestant today, I assume, right?
Because we're gonna get to the prize coming up in a little bit.
All right,
it's a mystery at the moment.
Okay, fair enough. Well, then I will let that go. We welcome to the studio the fantastic second baseman from the '93 Phils and a couple of different groups. You know, the team, of course, early '90s, and then back in I believe Mickey, what was it, '97? You came back.
Really?
96?
I thought you knew about me.
I did, yeah.
2000, I came back.
2000, you came back.
I'm still here in 97.
Okay. So, looks like the Hammer is...
I'm feeling good now.
We're off to a good start.
Let me just explain this to everyone. This is Woody Harrelson in the first 20 minutes of White Men Can't Jump. You know, I'm going out there intentionally missing shots. I'm going to step into the soundproof booth and then come back and school Mickey. All right, so Mickey, first off, how are you? Everything good,
I'm
man?
I'm doing good. Real good.
We have the event coming together on Tuesday of next week. Seltzer's going to be there. You'll be there. Tommy Green.
Yeah.
Down at the ballpark. Should be a wonderful opportunity for people to come play wiffle ball as we'll be, face the Phils happy hour on August the 21st, Tuesday of next week. And chance to play in that wiffle ball field down the right field line and hit against you guys. And we'll have a good time.
Yeah, I'll be throwing some nasty stuff with the wiffle ball. So hope everybody brings their A game. You can do some stuff with those wiffle balls.
Can you throw a wiffle ball faster than Scott Kingery throws a baseball?
Yes. Yes. I could throw left-handed probably harder than Scotty was throwing them.
All right. We'll give you all the information on that event coming up. Let me step into Seltzer, what do we do here? Play the open? Now, I do have to lodge one complaint out of the gate. James, did you inform Mickey that he was coming in here to do 93 Phillies trivia? Because if so, this whole thing could be...
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just saying, if Mickey knew beforehand...
No, I never even spoke to Mickey before he was coming in here.
Cindy Webster, John Brazier, did you guys inform him?
Come on, Joe. You bellyacher. This is disgusting and despicable.
Already out in front of it.
It is unbelievable. No, seriously. You should be ashamed of yourself, too.
All right, Mickey, good luck to you. I'm going
to
step into a soundproof booth. I will not hear your answers or any of the whether it's right or wrong. Here we go. I'm out of here. Five questions, Seltzer. Normal rules. Here we go. All right, good luck.
Yep, normal rules. Mickey, I'll give you this disclaimer. I give it because of what you just saw. Joe likes to complain about everything, so yeah. I have to do these things ahead of time. Disclaimer, all questions refer to the regular season only unless I specify the playoffs. So we've had some semantics issues with Joe to camera before. So
yeah. Right. You're going to have 45 seconds, and I've got the timer here.
All right.
I'm not going to say, like, hey, 20 seconds left. You
now,
just
if
got
I
45.
Answer, if I answer a question and it's right, do I know right
yeah,
away
I'm gonna
it's
give
right?
You, I'm going to give you a little ding or a little buzzer.
Oh, I got you.
If
okay.
It's correct or incorrect, and we'll just keep rolling. Again, you can pass if you want. We have not had a lot of success with passing in the past for most contestants, so if you think you know it, go for it, but you can come back to it if you want once you answer it.
Yeah, you don't end up having enough time to come back to stuff usually,
all right.
But yeah. Good luck, Mickey.
Mickey.
I mean,
thanks,
we are all behind you.
The whole city is behind you right now.
The whole city.
Yes.
Wow.
So, Mickey, are you ready to play Beat the Hammer?
I am ready.
Here it is. Mickey Morandini. All right, here we go. Again, five questions. Mickey, you have 45 seconds. The clock will start as soon as I am done asking the first question. Question number one. Who did the Phillies beat to clinch the NL East?
The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Lenny Dykstra led the team with 37 stolen bases. Who had the second most?
a kid by the name of Mickey Morandini with 13.
My man. This relief pitcher appeared in the most games of any pitcher that season.
Oh. It's going to be between two. I'm going to go David West.
Lenny Dykstra, Darren Dalton, and this man had more than 100 walks on the season. Name him.
Can you repeat that?
Lenny Dykstra, Darren Dalton, and this man all had more than 100 walks on the season.
John Kruk.
Two players led the team with 24 home runs in the regular season. Name them.
Encavilla, Dalton.
Oh! Ah!
Boom!
Oh,
boom!
Yeah! Oh! Yeah! 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 Get out of here!
Woo! Boom!
Yo, and with time to spare right there. Oh! Lenny, wow. Mickey, I can't even tell you how impressive that was.
Nice.
That was awesome, man. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Mickey Morandini.
Wow. That was awesome. I love that Joe's just sitting in the soundproof booth. No idea what's happening right now.
If I beat Joe here, do I get to take over this weekly?
I'm all for it. Yes. Huh? Yes. Let's make this happen.
Please.
It's beat the Mickey.
There you go.
All right. Let's let's wave the hammer in. I'm guessing he's going to be pinked up a little bit here.
Hey, he's going to be pinked up.
This is good.
I'm going to play it low key.
I think that might be out the window at this point. There he is. Pinked up.
The pink peeper. You look good, Joe.
So it's a soundproof booth, but I see everyone jumping around in here.
What do you mean?
Did Mickey do well?
I don't know.
Did Mickey
what do, you
do
mean?
Well?
I would expect that he would.
I did okay. Yeah. I did okay.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something here.
What?
And I know how athletic you are just by your MVP, co-MVP the other day,
thank
right?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
So you must have a little bit of athleticism.
A little bit of game.
You.
A little bit of game.
So, as you know, I am the commissioner of Phillies fantasy football. I got fantasy football in my mind. Phillies fantasy camp in
fantasy
January.
Camp. Yes.
I'm the commissioner.
Oh, very nice.
So I'm going to sweeten the pot here a little bit.
Okay.
If you beat me,
yep,
we're going to pay for your way down, and you're going to have 4 or 5 days at fantasy camp.
Whoa!
With us on the Phillies and ESF.
Wow.
You can come down and play some baseball with us.
What is going on here right now? This is unbelievable.
Will you accept that?
I certainly will accept that.
All
thank
right.
you for that very kind offer. That would be...
But you have to beat me.
Well, okay.
All right.
I'm going to give it my best shot.
All right.
Wow. This is...
Lucky
can you
duck.
Can you get 3 or 4 days off here?
I don't know. Hopefully Eagles are in the playoffs. I'm not normally given days off when Eagles are in the playoffs.
All right.
John, can we do remotes from Clearwater for Eagles playoff games?
We'll figure it out.
All right. Well, we just need Carson and Nick and Doug to do their end and... I'll be there, Mickey. It's
right.
very kind of you. Very
right.
kind of you.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you ready? Hammer?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
You should be.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
I like that.
Let's go.
Why are you nervous, exactly?
Because you guys all jumped around.
Yeah, but how do you know that was even real?
Because Mickey probably knows the 93 Phils. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you should know him. Wasn't this your favorite team
of
all time?
This and the 0-1 Sixers.
You cried your eyes out over?
I did.
I mean, yeah, you should know them really well, too.
I remember when Crocker went 5 for 5 in the game versus the Cardinals. Cardinals came in, and what was it, Mickey, July? Kind of pushing up on you guys, and Crocker went 5 for 5 that
game.
Wait
a second. Are you saying you're going to go 5 for 5?
I don't know. I'm saying you guys are jumping around like Mickey went 5 for 5.
Well, why don't we find out what you do here?
Let's find out. Let's go.
Ready, play?
Yep.
Clock will start as soon as I ask the first question. Here we
soon
go.
As you finish asking
Excuse
the first
me.
Question.
Yes, finish. At, you know the rules.
Oh, come on,
you know
Joe.
The, you know
You've
the rules,
You've done this
Gun.
70 times.
You do this every week.
Let's
All
go.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Who did the Phillies beat to clinch the NL East?
The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Lenny Dykstra led the team with 37 stolen bases. Who had the second most?
Pass.
This relief pitcher appeared in the most games of any pitcher that season.
Say it again.
This relief pitcher appeared in the most games of any pitcher that season.
Larry Anderson.
Damn. Shut
That's
it,
it
down.
That's it.
It is over.
That's it.
It's over. 5 for 5, Mickey Morandini.
Wow. Just cut him off. Just not good enough.
We're not gonna belabor it.
So what was the question? Relief pitcher with the most appearances?
David West.
David West. It's one of the two. I knew it was one of the two.
Wow. Hey, wait. You still got time, Joe. Wait, here
I'm
goes.
So disgusted right now. I'm so
what
disgusted.
What do you think the answer to the second question was?
Most steals other than Lenny. Knock your music off. Most steals other than Lenny, I would say, would probably be you.
Yeah.
It's the man
All right,
sitting
give me,
across
give me the other two
yeah, I'll
questions.
Give you the others just for fun. The other two, Lenny.
I want to curse so much right now.
Hallelujah!
You have no idea. Just get ready to hit the dump button, Salsa. Give me the other two questions.
All right, other two questions.
I am so irritated right
just
now.
Just how irritated you are, that's how happy
just
everyone else
ahead.
Is.
Just ask the question. Other two, obviously, it was going to be Larry Anderson or David West.
Lenny Dykstra, Darren Dalton, and this man all had more than 100 walks on the season.
Well, it's either Kruk or Hollins. I actually thought four of them did. I'll go with Kruk because Hollins was out with the injury.
Kruk would have been correct. And then the last one, two players led the team with 24 regular season home runs named.
It's Inky and it's, I think it's Inky and Dutch. Yeah.
God. Wow. Do you want to come back to that? Oh, you got it. Mickey Moore.
God darn it.
Yes!
So the Larry Anderson, both of their arms are falling off. They both did unbelievable all year. They both had down
the
7th and 8th.
A fair amount more. I think it was 11 more appearances.
With any consolation, I went both pitchers. I just went the other
yeah,
way.
Yeah, he said it's one of two.
You know it's one of those two. Yep. Of course it's one of those two.
Oh, I'm so happy you said Larry Anderson.
Oh, my
God! Now that I kicked your butt, what's that make your record?
Mickey, you are the man, by the way. You are the man.
Am I the first to ever beat you?
No, you're
the first athlete
to
ever beat you?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though
I beat you, we're going to bring you down anyway.
Oh, really?
We're going to bring you down anyway. Because I want to see you play
well,
some ball.
You. Is Spike Eskin, that's amazing. Is Spike Eskin going to approve this? Do we know this?
We'll figure
yes?
it out.
Yes?
I'll talk to Spike.
Okay. I mean, because we are hoping for the Eagles to play into January. Mickey, that's very kind of you.
Even if you can come down for, you know.
I'll be there as long as I'm permitted. Trust me.
Cool.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay.
What position can you play down there?
Whatever you need me to play.
Okay.
Yeah, they call me Mr. MVP around here.
I know they do.
You know, so.
Not today they
but
don't.
But I'm not going to catch. Catching's too much work.
No, you don't have to.
Wait, Joe, first of all, Joe. Yes. You are the co-MVP.
Frazier, what up,
now,
man?
Now I'm looking forward
Spike
to having you come.
Said it's not approved. Sorry, guys.
I'm looking for you to come down and make it. The dates are the
23rd to the 27th.
23rd to the 27th.
To the 27th.
Book that in your calendar. But
no, it is. It's all good. All
I
good.
Did watch okay. you as a co-MVP, and I did notice something.
What?
And John agreed because I showed him the video.
What?
Cindy Webster videotaped you running, right?
Yeah, was it bad?
It's the first time I've ever seen you run.
Oh, was it bad?
And you're probably too young for this.
Okay.
But I immediately Wally Gator came into my head.
Oh,
so
I
you
know.
Run like Wally Gator. So I'm actually looking forward to fantasy camp to see you actually run like Wally Gator. So see you later, alligator. Right?
I don't even know who Wally Gator
is. I know
is.
You don't.
I know Wally Joyner. I know an alligator. I know a Florida Gator.
We will show you a video of the opening of Wally Gator, and you'll understand. But again, fantasy camp is 23rd to 27th.
I'll be there.
And there's a special announcement, too.
What's that?
Yes, special announcement. Brad Lidge will be attending.
Wow.
And Charlie will be back.
Oh, wonderful.
So we're going to have two big names from the 08 team down, and you know the likes of Milt Thompson and Kevin Stalker and Dave
Fantastic.
Hollins and John Kruk and the whole gang will be down there. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, I look forward to it. Truly, I truly appreciate it. Mickey, thanks for being in studio.
Oh, thanks
will
for
Will David
having
West
me.
Be there so Joe can,
David
can
West
thank him for getting
will
him
will not be there, no.
Oh, it's awesome. Because
you know it's L.A. or David West. It's one of the two. All right, shut the music down, Seltzer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.